Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic, the radio show where we talk about how authenticity can help you in any and every area of your life, especially your relationship with yourself. Today, we're coming from sunny California, where I am visiting with my oldest daughter. Boy, is it beautiful out here. Mountains on one side, the ocean on the other. I have never been out here, and I've never seen such beautiful scenery. And I am so thankful this day before Thanksgiving to be here. And I'm so thankful to have you listening in today. I have a very special guest. Her name is Twyla Bergeron. She's the owner of Spring Adventures, where she helps women to get back to who they are and build a life of joy and fulfillment. She's also a freelance musician and teaches, and she performs all over the Milwaukee area as a soloist and with her rock band In the Know. She's a woman of many, many talents, and I'm just so thrilled to have her with me today. Thank you for coming on the show, Twyla.
Oh, you're welcome, Mari. Thank you for having me. I'm so thrilled to be part of your show and so very grateful this Wednesday before Turkey Day.
I know, and I know that it was special for you to have this particular day, and I'm going to let you tell our listeners your story because you had to face your own mortality at one point, and that was a very poignant story that you told me, and that's what I wanted my listeners to hear, and how you overcame that, and what you learned from that. So if you tell us a little bit about that.
I will, thanks. Yes, all right, my story is exactly 10 years ago today. 10 years ago,
wow.
On the Wednesday, before Thanksgiving, I was diagnosed with early stage breast cancer. I know that this particular diagnosis is not unique to me, because certainly women all over the country, all over the world have had to deal with such a diagnosis. As it happened to me, it was caught by surprise, a very chance finding. I was 46 years old at the time. My children were freshmen in college and a junior in high school, and it came about in a very offhanded way. Only by chance was it caught. The Thanksgiving, you can imagine, the next day was very surreal. Putting in the turkey and sitting around with my husband talking about, okay, where do we go from here and what now? But fast forwarding all this time, many, many years later, my journey, I think, has been a real interesting one that I felt I needed to share with other women and other people who go through transition times in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years ago, I started a very time business called Second Spring Adventures, which is all about going back to who we are as people underneath all the roles that we wear. In my case, I was, of course, someone's wife, someone's mother, someone's daughter, sister, and I had been a teacher, a music teacher, for years and years and years. And
mm-hmm.
those roles were, holy, sacred to me, things that I loved doing and still do. However, beneath all of the labels that we wear, there's somebody else. And when you sort of look at, my breast cancer was early stage. It really wasn't life-threatening, but nonetheless, it is the big C. So you're forced to look inside yourself and see, who am I really and what do I really want in life and what's really important? So that started
Second Spring
Adventures. Yeah.
I mean, I went through the same journey as far as finding myself. Thankfully, I never had to face anything like that. And it takes, I can't imagine the amount of courage it takes to face something like that. But I had been buried also under wife and mother and sister and caretaker and churchgoer and Sunday school teacher and everything under the sun. And I just kept taking on more and more and more, wanting to help people, wanting to encourage people, but not really taking time for me. And it was a journey. It was a journey to find who I was and to learn to take care of me. And it's a continuing journey to remember that how important that I am and that I have to take care of me. It doesn't just happen automatically. And, if we don't take care of ourselves, Twyla, we can't really take care of other people. We can do it, but we're doing it at our expense. And I'm sure that you've learned that as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So tell us, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, of course, I went into the immediate mode of caring for my kids and my husband rather than my own treatment. I think I just, right away, how am I going to be a support system for my family rather than what the scene for me, which is kind of silly, but that's what women do, I think.
Yes, we're programmed. We're not born that way. We really aren't, but we're programmed by society to be that way. You know, my mother was a woman. It's funny because I was journaling about her this morning. I went to an amazing conference in Santa Fe this last weekend, and one of the exercises that I had to do was journal about my mom, and so I did that this morning, and I remember her as being always in service, always helping other people, the neighbors, the family. We didn't have a lot of family because we were immigrants from Cuba, but all the neighbors, all her friends, she was always in service, always helping other people, very loved and very adored and treasured, but she never took care of herself.
Right.
And that's what I learned. I learned not to take care of myself because I thought that's what it was like to be a woman.
Right, right. I have found in my business that I started 2 years ago, the Second Spring Adventures mission is to facilitate the midlife woman's rediscovery of self through adventure, travel, and or spiritual awakening. And I've found in talking with women that whatever the transition is, it doesn't have to be life-threatening. It doesn't have to be a death. It can be a simple thing like children grow up and leave home, or new career, or maybe the woman has not had a career outside of the home and all of a sudden she decides to start a career. Whatever the case is, that transition time, it can be very frightening. And what I find in talking to women is that we sometimes feel lost in the roles we wear. And I hear fearful comments such as, I don't know if my marriage will last once the children are out of the house. I don't know what I have in common with my spouse anymore. Or they may say, I have forgotten what it feels like to ride a bike. Or I can't remember the last time I went downhill skiing, or whatever it is that we used to love. And my contention is I can remember being 8 years old and, you know, we all had swing sets back in the day and swinging and swinging and swinging. Of course, you try and get as high as you can and touch the branches of the trees with your toes. And because I'm a musician, of course, I was also singing at the top of my lungs at the time.
That's awesome.
But that feeling of pure joy. And, of course, there's nothing like other joys that we have in life, being a mother, being a daughter, being all the things that we do, having a fulfilling career. And I did. Boy, I was the best music teacher. But, you know, there is something beneath that, something that is closer to, some people would say God, some people would say that, you know, that soul that we have, that has nothing to do with the labels we wear in life. And that's what Second Spring tends to do. Let's have some fun in the company of other women. Let's do some talking. And let's try something we haven't done, being maybe going backpacking, or maybe we're going on a 10-mile bike ride and having lunch at the nearest town over, or maybe we're going sailing, So what I do is I try to pull together, I'm certainly not the expert, you know, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a minister, not a rabbi. I am just a woman who has lived life like we all do. And all my life I've been a facilitator of things. So I think I can pull together a certain collection of people and a certain collection of events can facilitate that soul searching.
I like that. And no, you're not just a woman. You are a woman who has learned these things. And now you can give it as a gift to others. You know,
yeah.
I know that that part of your program is the fact that we travel, that the women go somewhere, do something.
Yeah.
You had shared that with me earlier. Share with our listeners why that is so important. I mean, I did all my soul searching right in my house, you know, wherever I lived. But what is it with the travel? Tell us about that.
Oh, that's a great question. Maybe it's because I'm so easily distracted that I did it this way. But if I'm at home in my comfortable home that I, you know, my books are here, my guitar is here, my piano is here, my husband is here, my dogs are here, it's hard for me to get outside myself because this is my own, it's part of the label I wear, part of the role of who I am. And there are always weeds to pull and always something to do. But if I am forced by choice, if I force myself to leave my comfort zone and pack a backpack and a tent or a bike and go somewhere else where I'm not going to be distracted by my pile of knitting I should sort or whatever it is, I think about the bigger picture things. For me, travel has never been about, and this is just me, a lot of people really enjoy the kind of vacation where you can go to a spa and have your nails done, and it has a certain appeal for sure. But for me, to be outside of my comfort zone and stretch myself a little bit, one of the many adventures we have coming up is going to be next July, so July of 2015, where we're camping along the lake along Lake Michigan. For those of you who don't know, Lake Michigan looks like the ocean. You certainly can't see across it. But camping along the lake, one of my friends is an astronomer, and we are going to stay up a lot of the night viewing the solar system. And then talking about our insignificance or, conversely, our significance in the scheme of distance and time. And this is not anything I do on a regular basis, is go out in the middle of the night in the dark and look at the stars.
Right.
I notice them, and it's a romantic notion of, you know, you and your sweetheart outside at night stealing a kiss under the stars. But I'm talking about really looking at the solar system and how old it is and how far away what we see. It really screams to, all right, what's my role in this? I'm pretty small.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yet a part of such a big universe, although we are small, we're each a part and a very important part, or we wouldn't be here. So that sounds wonderful. I've never gone camping. I grew up in New York, you know, the biggest park we saw was Central Park. Never been much of an outside person, but I think I'd like to go camping one day because they say being in nature like that is just a completely awesome experience.
Yeah.
So I'll have to see if that's something I want to push for me. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we will be right back.
Sounds good.
Would you like to turn your money anxiety into money attraction? If you're really sick of struggling with money, I have an exciting proposition for you. I have a money product I'm about to release, and I need your feedback to make sure it's exactly what everyone will want. Go to the blog tab at stressrelieversnow.com to learn more.
Feeling stuck in a loveless relationship? Afraid to let your authentic self shine? Don't know how to share your feelings? Get solutions to challenges long-term couples face from Lorna McCarty, a professional coach who cares, at www.phoenixrisingrelationships.com. Take action, stay positive, live in the now. Get results today. Reignite the passion with a free Rekindle the Passion discovery session. Go to www.phoenixrisingrelationships.com.
We're back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Today, speaking with our special guest, Twyla Bergeron. She's the owner of Spring Adventures, where she helps women to get back to who they really are, back to their actual authentic self. So Twyla, what does authenticity have to do with this process that you show the women or that you guide the women to, really?
That's a great question. Authenticity, I believe, means to live life in a way that feels real to yourself. And, of course, that can change over time. It doesn't mean all those years of raising children I was lost in some other world. Authenticity to me when I had a baby was holding the baby and singing a lullaby. There was nowhere I ever want to be. But at different times in our lives, I think labels can define us rather than the other way around. So there comes a time in life, for me it was, at midlife, when it became very clear to me that I am more than somebody's wife, somebody's mother, daughter, sister, neighbor. I have within myself a tremendous amount of courage, tremendous amount of creativity that has been lying latent. Because I was wrapped up in, and I have no regrets, but wrapped up in career and in motherhood, and now it's my time. So I had done some reading about midlife, and the impetus for the name of the business, Second Spring, came from in Chinese culture, I had read, that women at midlife consider it a reinvention or a time of renewed creativity rather than in Western culture. It has sort of a negative connotation, menopause.
Right, right.
Midlife crisis. Like
middle age. And, middle age.
And we are a pretty youth-oriented culture here in our country. And for me, I just don't buy into it. This is the best time of my life. I'm absolutely enthralled with each day and living each day to its fullest. And I'm here to say that no matter what is going on in your life, particularly at midlife, now is the time. Now is the time. Make some changes and get close to who you are.
I agree. One of the things that happened to me in this conference last weekend is, I was looking at my business and looking what I want to do, and I was doing some journaling, and I was feeling just the way I was or just the way I did when I was in college.
Yeah.
And looking forward to the next few years of my life, what I was planning for, and I had that feeling inside of me. I felt like there were no limits. The world was open to me, even though I'm not 20 anymore, obviously. So it was the most magical thing. I was in this little coffee shop right in the hotel, and I'm journaling, and all of a sudden I'm listening to Pink Floyd. Well, that's what I was listening to when I was in college. So it was like a confirmation. Two Pink Floyd songs came on one after the other, and I just had to smile and say, wow. I was just receiving just what you said. Age doesn't mean anything. We can start from where we are, whether we are 20 or whether we're 40 or 60 or 80. It doesn't matter. It's how we feel inside about it, and it's how we what we decide to do with our life. I like that. That's a really beautiful message. So tell us a little bit about how to get a hold of you. how to get the information for the second spring. I know you have an event coming up next spring, and so I want to make sure that the listener knows how to get you. And also about your music and your rock band In the Know, which I love the name.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, great. First things first, the website is www.secondspringadventures.com. Secondspringadventures.com. I have several events planned over the course of the next year. Some of them are very, very small potatoes. We basically hike in the woods with a theme. For example, in our culture, we have Groundhog's Day in February. However, it has Celtic roots. It even has pagan roots as far as the search for the return of the sun. So we will go hiking in the woods on February 1st and then gather to talk about the return to life and preparing your not only your home but yourselves for the return of newness. That's an example of a very, very small half-day event. The bigger ones coming up are the astronomy one I alluded to earlier. We are camping in a Wisconsin state park along the beach in July. Mm-hmm. An astronomer friend will lead us through a series of viewings in the middle of the night, and we will have a lot of discussions about the significance of human life. We have some sailing adventures coming up next summer. My husband and I are avid sailors. In fact, side note, I just did my first lake crossing this past August. And for those of you who are familiar with the Great Lakes, it has been said that if you can sail on the Great Lakes, you can sail anywhere. I don't know that that's true, but it was a big event for me. Thank you. and then we have the real big one is next September. So 10 months from now, there will be a very long backcountry mountain biking trip in western North Dakota, along the North Dakota Badlands. So you can go on my website, www.secondspringadventures.com. It also contains a little scholar's corner with some recommendations of readings. And, there's a place you can contact me if you're interested in adventure or just want to talk.
Very good. And it's second, S-E-C-O-N-D, spelled out spring.
Yes.
Adventures. Spring, plural, adventures. I mean, spring, singular, adventures, plural. Very good.
Yes,
thank you so
exactly.
much. I want to make sure we know everybody knows how to get a hold of you. Okay, so one of the things I wanted to ask you, having been 10 years now since that news that you got that completely turned your life around, this is the day before Thanksgiving. What are you most thankful for this year?
I am at this point in my life perhaps basking in gratitude more than any other. I'm thankful for my husband, my parents, my children, my friends. My friends, my health, of course. I'm very thankful to explore a lot of things in life that I always wanted to. I didn't know that I would ever be able to. I love the musicians I am blessed to share the stage with on a regular basis. Very, very grateful, I guess. Yeah, most
very
of all,
nice.
You know, I'm grateful for my students. I've got a great batch of who better be spending part of their day off today practicing their piano lessons.
You hear that, guys? You can eat turkey tomorrow. Today's time to practice. Always a teacher. That's lovely.
That's
beautiful, Twyla. That's beautiful. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of gratitude that goes on the month of November, because, of course, Thanksgiving is at the end of November. And I was thinking yesterday, It's funny. I had this crazy thought. Well, sometimes when I go to bed and I'm quiet, or first thing in the morning, I have these what I call crazy thoughts because they're so different. I thought, what if we made December our month of gratitude?
Yeah.
I thought, you know, how people start their gratitude list on November 1st. And I thought, what if we had Thanksgiving, which is the end of November, it's tomorrow, and then began with gratitude the month of December? Only because in the month of December, sometimes we can get all caught up in the holidays and the gifts and the running and the whatever that we forget to be grateful. So that's something I'm going to do this year. I'm going to start my gratitude December 1st. Instead of I'm going to just go completely against the grain. And I invite anyone who's listening, and I'm going to have it on my Facebook page. You can follow me there. We're going to do 31 days of gratitude in December. We're going to just buck the current. Yes, you can call me crazy, but I don't care. We're going to dare to be authentic. And and I just had that thought, and I just wanted to carry through with it. So, Twyla, I want to give you a chance to say one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener. Maybe someone who's going through one of those crises, but, you know, we talked about earlier, women go through this much younger than we did, even in their 20s, 30s, because of the way the world is now, because of the way the economy is now. It can be a young woman going through this.
Oh, absolutely.
What would you tell someone? What would you tell someone who's going through this, not really knowing who they are, crisis, or where they want to go next with their life? What do you think you would tell them the first step is?
I would tell them the first step is to stay absolutely true to yourself. Stay true to what you were all about when you had your dreams. For example, my daughter is 28, my son is 26. And it's transition time for 20-somethings, especially, like you said, in today's economy. And to both of them, I have said, think back to what you wanted to do when you were deciding where to go to college and what sort of career you thought you might have. Stay true to that, because there is only one of you. You know, rather than try to fit into what the world expects, make the world fit into who you are. Create yourself.
Wow. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful message, and I've gotten it twice this week because at the conference that I went to, Tara, who led the conference, spoke about that. She said so many business women, we were all women in that room, make their business to be what people want, what people expect. She says, it's who you are that's what matters, because we all come on this earth with different giftings. You're a fantastic singer. If I sang, people would run the other way. But we all have these special giftings, and we were put on here to use them. Often I tell my clients, you know, you have gifts that maybe no one else in the world, in the universe, has that gift, a special gift given just for you. And if you don't use that gift and give it out to others, it won't be in this world. It won't exist, and it floors them. But it's the truth, and that's what you're saying. We have to come to who we are, feel that. It takes time. It takes quiet time. I'm always talking about quiet time till my clients are sick of hearing me. But it does. It takes getting quiet away from the TV, the radio, the Facebook, the everything. And I love what you said, that you said to your kids, what did you dream of when you started college?
Right.
So I invite the listeners to do that. As we close off, I invite the listener to go deep inside. What did you dream of when you were a little boy or a little girl? What did you dream of doing? What made you happiest? Twyla was happy swinging in that swing as high as she can go, singing at the top of her lungs. Boy, does that fit her personality. Thank you so much, Twyla, for being on the show with me. We're just about out of time. And have
You're
a wonderful
very well.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mari. You as well.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back next Wednesday, 12:30 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. I hope you'll be here with us.